Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Mark 16:17-20. Those whom Christ had called were given the charge to go and preach the gospel. They would be given the power to perform these various signs to confirm or establish the truthfulness of the word which they preached. Jesus had used various signs and miracles to bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me, John 5:36. Signs were not used for personal glorification, nor to attain financial gain, but rather were used as divine evidence that the gospel was true. Prior to his ascension into heaven, Jesus instructed his apostles to wait in Jerusalem, where they shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts 1:8. They were not to give witness of Jesus Christ until the power of the Holy Ghost had come upon them. The apostles were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. On the day of Pentecost, as various nations had assembled to celebrate this feast, Acts 1:4 or Acts 2:4, such a display of divine power only occurred on one other occasion in Scripture. When Peter preached the household of Cornelius, the Holy Spirit fell on all them which heard the word, Acts 10:44. The reason for the baptism of the Holy Ghost upon the household of Cornelius is explained by Peter as he informs the apostles and brethren in Jerusalem of the gospel being preached to the Gentiles for the first time. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? Acts 11:17. These are the only two occasions when the Holy Ghost was poured out upon individuals, and in both instances were used to confirm the gospel which was preached. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.